Part B, directions. For questions 6 to 10, you will hear a monologue about visiting an exhibition. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
Well, first let me welcome you all to our exhibition. We hope that you find it interesting. What I want to do here is to draw your attention to the plan of the exhibition behind me. You'll notice that the exhibits are organized in a logical sequence. We think you'll get most out of the exhibition if you follow the signs that take you around in a clockwise direction. I shall be on hand to answer any particular questions you may have. As you go through the first door, you will notice in front of you our program of lectures by important speakers, which is taking place during the course of the exhibition. All of these lectures are being given in the conference hall, which is to the right of you, as you look at the lecture notice board. Now, for the exhibition itself, turn to your left in front of the notice board and go in through the door on the left. This room is dedicated to displays explaining the basic principles underlying the sound management of the environment. So it's important to start here. Following this, we have a very dramatic exhibition of pictures showing the extent of deforestation, the wasteful cutting down of trees in the world today. The consequence of this is all too often soil erosion, which we study in the next room. There are a lot of displays that illustrate this process over a number of years in different parts of the world. As teachers, you'll find the last room particularly useful. When you have finished your circuit of the outer rooms, you will come into the large central hall, which is given over to stands offering information to schools. You can pick up posters and leaflets, study some of the latest books on the subject, and get advice on how to present the themes to your students.
That is the end of Part B.